IPMNation.com.
Hey, and welcome everyone to Liberty Walk. This is our first live episode at 9 p.m. Eastern, coming to you from the Uptown Auto Repair Studios in Manchester, New Hampshire, heard all over the globe. Feel like joining in tonight? Please feel free to call in. Our call-in line is open at 617-917-4IPM. That's 617-917-4476. So our show is really about anything and everything that has to do with us as individuals, as human beings, things that have to do with our liberty, our independence, our abilities as humans to be whatever. So what better way to start out this show, this season two of Liberty Walk, and a shout out to Jen Wells from season one, who will be popping in and out occasionally during season two, I suspect. So to start this off, what I wanted to talk about first of all is a very important aspect of my life personally, and one that is very near and dear to a lot of people that I know. In fact, right now in Lancaster, New Hampshire, the largest worldwide gathering of libertarians is occurring, called Porkfest. And that's put on by the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, if you want to learn more information about that. But one of the key points that they believe in, that I believe in, that I bet you believe in, is what we call the non-aggression principle. So the basic bare bones definition of what do I mean by non-aggression principle, or other people call it the NAP, N-A-P. It's an ethical and moral principle that aims to avoid conflict between individuals by prohibiting crimes like theft and murder. The crimes prohibited by the NAP are behaviors that are malum in se, as opposed to behaviors that are prohibited due to laws, social norms, or moral systems. So that's your bare bones kind of understanding. But I really wanted to get a little deeper into this. And Dr. Mary Ruart is a woman who I greatly admire. She's an amazing writer. Please feel free, not right now, don't do it yet, but please feel free to visit the IPMNation.com store. You will find Mary's books there. Her latest book, called Short Answers to Tough Questions, is a really great read. And she's an amazing writer. But one of the areas, she writes for a lot of different people, but one of the places she writes is called theadvocates.org. So theadvocates.org. And somebody simply asked her a very simple question. What do libertarians see, or what do libertarians believe the non-aggression principle is? And she wrote a short answer that explains it in one of the best ways that I have ever seen. And I want to share that with you, because I bet you might agree. If you don't, feel free to call in 617-917-4476. Be more than happy to hear your side. Libertarianism, and these are the words of Dr. Ruart. Libertarianism is based on a single ideal, the non-aggression principle. So libertarians' rhetoric tends to be remarkably consistent. Libertarians oppose the initiation of force to achieve social or political goals. They reject first strike force, fraud, theft against others. They only use force in self-defense. Those who violate this non-aggression principle are expected to make their victims whole as much as possible. The good neighbor policy is what most of us were taught as children. We were told not to lie, cheat, steal, not to strike our playmates unless they hit us first. If we broke a friend's toy, we were expected to replace it. Most of us still practice what we learned as children with other individuals, but we have grown accustomed to letting government aggress against others when we think it benefits us. Consequently, our world is full of poverty and strife instead of harmony and abundance that freedom from aggression brings. Simply put, libertarians take the non-aggression principle that most people implicitly follow in their interactions with other individuals and apply it to the group actions, including government actions as well. Yes, we're going to take a call. We have a call coming in. Hello, caller. You're live on the air. Oh, Mary! Oh, we have Dr. Mary Ruart live with us on the line. Oh, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Wonderful. I was just finishing up the last line of your writings, and I'll just finish this very quickly. You might have heard the Libertarian Party referred to as the Party of Principle. This is because the LP bases its programs and policy positions on the non-aggression principle. I was just reading to our audience your writing from theadvocate.org, where you wrote, I think, the best short answer to what the non-aggression principle really means that I have ever read.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I hope your listeners are too.
Would you like to, you know, I did mention to people, you just published a newer book. It's Short Answers to Tough Questions. And I know that we have it for sale in the IPM store, but I'd love to hear from you. What kind of questions do you address, or what kind of things can readers see in that book?
Well, Short Answers was actually based on the different questions I got when I ran as a libertarian candidate or when I spoke in classrooms about the libertarian philosophy, because we didn't have much time. And so we had to have soundbite answers. And basically that's what Short Answers is. And it's not just for candidates. It's for people who have to explain to family members or friends what liberty is about and how it works in the real world, especially when they're not given more than a few minutes to keep the listener's interest. So I try to design those answers to get people excited about asking more.
Right, and then unfortunately a lot of people have a misconception about what the libertarian idealism is. And I think you very eloquently put the main central being of libertarianism, and something I personally hold near and dear to my heart, I know you do and many others do, and who don't identify as anything. They may be, independence. But most people do believe that aggressing on somebody else, that causing harm to someone else, is wrong, and that if you do something, you need to do that correctly. But I want to touch on something where we were talking about the Libertarian Party. Right now, obviously, in politics, there's terrible negativity going on, and I really believe this is the first time in U.S. history that a president may be elected by the fact of who is hated more. But there is this other thing that I don't think that gets talked about enough, and that is the fact that the Libertarian Party has a candidate, Gary Johnson, running, and currently polling at around 10%. If the Libertarian Party hits 15% in this election, that breaks the two-party system. That gives every citizen a third option that will be on the ballot, that will be at all of the debates. And am I not correct on that one?
Yes, if we actually get the votes. What happened in 2008 is that Bob Barr was polling at about 6%, and a lot of people thought he would get that in the election. But he actually, ended up with about, I think, maybe a half to three-quarters of a percent. And that's, I think, again, getting back to the wasted vote syndrome. When you're actually in the voting booth, people are afraid they're throwing away their vote by voting third party. In this election, they may feel like they're wasting their vote if they vote for the mainstream candidates. So I think if we ever had a chance to get that 15%, this would be the time.
I agree with you. This is the time. This is the time when people can actually stand up and say, we've had enough of the Republicans, we've had enough of the Democrats, we need an independent libertarian. Is basically independent in so many ways. It's basically the belief that we all want to live happy and in good lives. You know, we don't want to have sad lives. And a lot of us believe in the good neighbor policy that you talked about in your writings. You know, we're taught as kids, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. As adults, we, you know, still believe, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, at least most of us anyway. We can't talk about the criminal element, of course.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting. I think a lot of libertarians are losing their understanding of the map because we don't talk about it enough. So I think what you're doing tonight is a very good thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in and the compliment a great deal. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Mary Ruart is an amazing writer. Please do go to the IPM Nation store and check out her books. She's such an easy read. Like the short answer I just read to you, it flows so easily and is so easily for you to understand and grasp essential concepts that can truly be life-changing.
Well, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I'll let you go, Mary. Thank you so much.
All right.
And thank you for calling in. Anytime, you're always welcome. You are always welcome here. Well, thank you again to Dr. Mary Ruart. She is a very wonderful guest. We welcome her at IPM Nation. I know she's been on with me before. She's been on the Matt Connage and Unleashed show. We very much appreciate her writings. And her ability, she's an amazing woman, highly educated, just absolutely amazing. But she has a way to word things in a way that speaks to not just your mind, but your heart. And I think that that is essential in understanding the non-aggression principle. It truly is not just your mind, but your heart. A lot of people talk about, you know, you'll hear, I want to treat people the same way I want to be treated. But then do they actually do it? Most often the answer is no. There's a lot of people out there that talk good, but they're not doers. And what we need more of is doers. If you love what Mary Ruart is doing, support her. Be willing to stand behind her as she's willing to stand at the podium and speak out loud. Because one person can make a difference. But when other people are around them, it can make an extraordinary difference. And that is something that leads me into something else. I do want to get into another show that we have here on IPM Nation, and definitely want to thank our many sponsors, of course, including the mortgage specialist in Ambit Rabbit Energy and the Uptown Auto Repair Studio, where we're broadcasting from. When we come back from the break, we're going to go a little bit deeper, and I'm going to give you some information about a show called Did You Know? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
IPMNation.com.
As a leader in the mortgage industry, the mortgage specialists proudly offer some of the lowest rates available. When you work with an expert from the mortgage specialists, you can rest assured knowing that you are working with someone who truly cares about you. Are you unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving the mortgage specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact the mortgage specialist today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123. TheMortgageSpecialists.com.
Living paycheck to paycheck is hard. I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy. Contact David O'Hare at ambitrabbit@gmail.com. That's ambitrabbit@gmail.com. Start saving today.
You've seen the billboards and heard the radio show. Now it's time to examine the evidence for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Gill has dedicated himself to rooting out corruption here in New Hampshire, the state of corruption. And it's up to us all to help by learning and getting involved. Watch the videos, see the evidence, hear the audio, and judge for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Sponsored by the Mortgage Specialist. stateofcorruption.org.
IPM Nation is proud to be sponsored by Uptown Auto Repair, located in Manchester, New Hampshire at 578 Mast Road. Phone number is 603-625-8026. Have you ever heard of a mechanic that guarantees their work? Well, now you have with Uptown Auto Repair, 603-625-8026.
IPMNation.com.
And welcome back to Liberty Walk, and I'm your host, Jen Coffey, coming to you live from the Uptown Auto Repair Studios in Manchester, New Hampshire. Feel free to join the conversation at 617-917-4IPM, 617-917-4476. So before the break, I mentioned I was going to talk about a show that is on IPM that I do host, a little self shout out there, but I got really sick and tired. And I bet you there's a lot of you out there that are there with me of every day negative, every day deaths, thefts, break-ins. You turn on the news and the only thing good about it is if the weather's going to be sunny and nice sometimes. And that can get really bogging down. And I get disgusted with mainstream media because most of the time they leave out the good stuff. And there is so much good that goes on in this world that I actually decided to build a show about it. So every Monday night, when you know, that first day back to work, you come home, you've got an option. You can tune into Did You Know? And what you're going to hear are stories that the media doesn't tell you about. You know, did you know that you've heard a lot of stories about the horror that took place in Orlando. But did you know that a group of Muslims went to their members and asked them to break their fast? Because right now is a very holy month for Muslims called Ramadan. And they broke their fast in order to donate blood because there was such an extraordinary need. They were running out of units. There was one patient I remember hearing a story about that required something like 60 units of blood to get them through everything that they went through in the surgeries, and I believe they lived. And they very well may have lived because these people chose the greatest gift of charity and donated life when it was most needed. How amazing is that? How amazing is a Dr. Risky, who has decided that he's a small town doc from Virginia, but he's tired of seeing kids not getting care. So rather than sit around and talk about it, he's a doer. He's going to walk 3,000 miles in 100 days to raise money and awareness for healthcare accessibility. All the funds that he raises from this is going to go towards building two mobile clinics that are going to provide free primary medical care to uninsured patients up to 21 years of age. So kids in that area will have access to quality primary medical care in two mobile clinics that will come to them. The idea behind a pediatric clinic on wheels stemmed from the fact that children are helpless in all ways, dependent on somebody else in the equation. When you make it accessible for children, it changes a lot of things. So he's working with the Hope Association, a faith-based community service organization that aims to inspire its volunteers to tap into their passions and give back, to get the mobile clinics up and running. According to the Hope Association, 7.7 million kids in the United States do not have regular full-year access to needed health care services. So the clinics will travel into communities to make the free services more convenient. Risk kicked off his run, which will go from L.A. to Washington, D.C. this September, and is encouraging everyone to get involved with the campaign. He was quoted as saying, "I feel that it's our duty to care for those children. The journey is not just mine. It takes each and every everyone's responsibility. I ask everyone to step it up and take initiatives in their own life and be a part of this campaign. Be part of a greater change for our country." What amazing is that? And that story comes from the Huffington Post. And I know a lot of people might look at the Huffington Post and you see politics and the news, but did you know that they have these great stories in there too? You may not have. So there's this company that I am like completely fascinated by, and I want to tell you about them. And this was originally a story that was published in Wire and showed up on the Good News Network. And it's amazing. It really is. There's this company called Pavegen, and I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. It's P-A-V-E-G-E-N, and they are making floor tiles. So I don't know if anybody has a Fitbit, but a lot of people who use Fitbit will point out to you that walking burns a lot of calories, right? But the energy that you expend doing it ceases to be useful when as soon as your sneakers hit the pavement. Well, the CEO and founder, Lawrence Cook, he saw a way to create a new kind of sustainable energy technology by generating electrical energy by harnessing the power of a human footstep. Sounds crazy, right? But it makes sense. He's got science to back it up. So the tiles are a kind of kinetic energy recovery system. And we've seen this before in race cars and in buses. But where recovery systems in automobiles convert the kinetic energy normally lost in braking to electrical energy, Pavegen tiles are all about capturing the spring in your step. Tread on a tile and the surface depresses up to 1 centimeter. Cook compares the sensation to walking in a children's play area. The downward force drives an energy-storing flywheel inside the tile, which spins the converted kinetic energy into electrical energy through electromagnetic induction. It's like a generator, only instead of spinning a turbine with wind, water, or coal, it spins a flywheel with footsteps. The beauty of these tiles is that they can conceivably go anywhere that there's floor space and foot traffic. Think about airport terminals or sidewalks, playing fields. The idea has attracted support from companies as big as Shell and celebrities as diverse as Al Gore and Akon. A-K-O-N. I know that's somebody I'm supposed to know. But backers were hard to come by when Cook started out. Because, you know, people didn't believe in his technology. But he kept working and developing his technology while he was studying design at Ludwig University. He did a prototype, and he just hacked it together, really. There was wood in it. It was held together with duct tape. Guys in their duct tape, right? He went to 150 venture capitalists, and they all said no. The government said, "It'll never work. We can't help you." That was 7 years ago. Since then, those tiles have been used to help light soccer pitches in Brazil and Nigeria, a hallway in Heathrow Airport, and offices and shop centers in London. And that was all with less efficient technology. Earlier versions of tiles were rectangular and only produced power when someone's foot fell in the center of the tile. The latest generation, version 3, is a triangular shape, which allows them to include a generator in each corner. That means the whole tile pivots towards a generator no matter where you step. The version 3 generates 5 continuous watts of power as you walk across it. That's more than 200 times more efficient than Cook's first prototype. Granted, 5 watts isn't a ton, and not everyone is convinced that the world will ever run on Pavagen. But for the 2013 Paris Marathon, Pavagen laid down a 25-meter strip of the last generation of tiles, and they ended up generating 4.7 kilowatts per hour of energy, enough to keep an LED bulb burning for over a month, but nowhere near enough to power your home. The very basic physics of its pressure timing, the deformation of the material, and this guy, David Horsley, is a mechanical and aerospace engineer from UC Davis. You're not going to get very much for step, but you can get wattage. So this is amazing technology. Can you imagine being able to just simply walk? You're walking down the street on a sidewalk, and you're walking is making you healthier, but you're also producing energy that maybe is lighting up the street light at night, like it's like these tiles are doing right now in Nigeria and in Brazil. I mean, that's pretty amazing, right? So speaking of Brazil, I think this college has come up with a really cool idea. We've all heard about hazing and how terrible hazing is. In this school in Brazil, was really tired of the pranking, hazing, meanness, embarrassment that would occur to freshmen every year. So, you know, it's usually a one day kind of a prank thing, but this year they came a different idea, a charitable idea. So they were tasked, all the freshmen were tasked to gather food from May 9th to the 13th. Instead of a one-day thing, this was from May 9th to the 13th. All the freshmen had to gather food. They broke up into teams and competed against each other to see who could raise, you know, who could bring in more food. And they ended up literally collecting, get this, 2 tons of food. What a great way to get freshmen involved in school. What a great way to welcome into campus. Instead of sticking their underwear up a flagpole or embarrassing them or making them do things or treating them like they're beneath you, they invited them in and they gave them a challenge. And they challenged them to compete in a great way. And in the end, they ended up gathering food. These, again, are not people who are just talking about it. They're doers. Doers like a guy named Prince A. I'm not quite sure how to say his last name. It's E-A, and I'm sorry if I've mispronounced it. But I would encourage you to go to YouTube. And when I come back from break, I'm going to let you know why I'm going to encourage you to go to YouTube and what makes more of a difference between somebody who talks about it and somebody who's a doer. So stay tuned.
IPMNation.com.
You've seen the billboards and heard the radio show. Now it's time to examine the evidence for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Gill has dedicated himself to rooting out corruption here in New Hampshire, the state of corruption. And it's up to us all to help by learning and getting involved. Watch the videos, see the evidence, hear the audio, and judge for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Sponsored by the Mortgage Specialist. stateofcorruption.org.
Living paycheck to paycheck is hard. I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy. Contact David O'Hare at ambitrabbit@gmail.com. That's ambitrabbit@gmail.com. Start saving today.
As a leader in the mortgage industry, the Mortgage Specialists proudly offer some of the lowest rates available. When you work with an expert from the Mortgage Specialists, you can rest assured knowing that you are working with someone who truly cares about you. Are you unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving the Mortgage Specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact the Mortgage Specialist today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123. TheMortgageSpecialists.com.
IPM Nation is proud to be sponsored by Uptown Auto Repair, located in Manchester, New Hampshire at 578 Mast Road. Phone number is 603-625-8026. Have you ever heard of a mechanic that guarantees their work? Well, now you have with Uptown Auto Repair, 603-625-8026.
IPMNation.com.
And welcome back to Liberty Walk. I'm your host, Jen Coffee. And you can call in at 617-917-4IPM, 617-917-4476. Live from the Uptown Auto Repair Studios here in Manchester, New Hampshire. And before break, I had mentioned, I was continuing my conversation about the difference between people who talk and people who are doers. And I had mentioned a gentleman named Prince EA. If you go to YouTube and just type in Prince and then EA, you'll come up with a multitude of things. But one of the videos that he did that is very inspiring is called I Am Not Black, You Are Not White. And really what this gets into is labeling. And this is something that all societies are guilty of. All around the world, people label themselves, they label each other. One person's black, another person's white. One person's Christian, one person's Muslim. One person's, atheist, one person's Wiccan, but somebody sees them as a witch instead of a Wiccan or something of that nature. Everybody has a label. You're fat, you're skinny, you're tall, you're short, you're bald, you're hairy, whatever. Women get, especially young girls and young boys, sometimes are distracted by this image, this body image, and these labels. And these labels stick with us, and we grow up, and we're adults, and now we have more labels. Now you're a liberal, or you're a conservative. You're a mainstreeter, or you're a centrist. You're an anarchist, or you're a libertarian. There's a label. And there shouldn't be. There just shouldn't be. What happened to just being human has gotten lost on so many, and it has caused so much pain that I am glad to see people who are doers to try and make a difference. And I was inspired, I was inspired to talk about this topic tonight when I was talking to one of my pink sisters, Dr. Uzma Yunus, who is a writer for Huffington Post. She is an educator. She is a doctor of psychiatry and just a wonderful human being. And I was we became friends because of an article she had written about breast cancer. And I had her on my show during season one. And since then, we've been friends ever since. And we had a discussion earlier on her page. And she was basically venting what I'm venting, this tiredness of pointing out the negatives in everything. And why aren't we cherry picking good things is one of the things that she made a comment about. You know, people will cherry pick their religion, pick a religion. I don't care what it is, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, take a pick. They will cherry pick the phrases that they want to. Well, why do people always cherry pick the bad stuff is what Uzma was talking about. You know, why do people cherry pick the sin, the bad, the forbidden, the terrible? Well, I'm not a person of a faith. I'm an agnostic. That's no big deal. But I respect other people's beliefs. But she's right. Because if you studied religions, and I have, there's a lot of good in these different religions, but they don't get cherry picked out. You know, right now, everybody, I talked to earlier about how Muslims broke their most holy of holidays because they knew that their donations of blood could save lives, and they did save lives. In the Muslim faith, charity is one of the greatest things that you can do. And I remember when I was studying years ago, something that always stuck in my brain was the Muslim belief that if you save a life, it is as if you saved all of humanity. And maybe that stuck with me because I used to be an EMT. And I have had the privilege of saving a life. And it is not something that's describable in the sense of it's not a pat on your back kind of a feeling. It's a overwhelming wow. And to then see the difference, I've had the opportunity to actually see some of the lives that I've been involved in saving go on to make differences every single day to this day, because they are here to make that difference. And I didn't care who was on that bed. All I saw before me was a human being that needed me, an EMT, to get them to a hospital where they could be cared for. That's all I saw. And I so wish that other people saw that too. But there are people out there that are trying to bring this out. People like Dr. Uzma Yunus. People like Prince EA. There are people out there like that. It takes me and you to hear their voices, stand behind them and share them and talk about them and give them the support. If they're willing to stand out there and put themselves out there in front of full view of everyone else, be willing to back them up if you're not willing to stand up at the podium yourself. And for some people, that's hard, and that's okay. But be willing to stand behind the person that is able to stand at that podium and is able to do and make a difference. Our society has become so full of so many things that are negative. We've lost perspective on making the most of our life experiences. And in the Huffington Post, David Kirby, who's a screenwriter, he's an editor, a columnist, wrote an incredible piece. And he started it off with a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. "The purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly without fear for newer and richer experiences." And if you've heard language like that before on IPM Nation, you've probably listened to All Natural Being featuring Brian Brody, because he talks about that stuff all the time. Things like, you know, a lot of us will say, well, someday I'm going to do this or someday I'm going to do that. What someday? Why not today? Tomorrow is never promised to anyone. What you have is this moment. This moment in time, what are you going to do with this moment? Will it be something good for yourself? Something simple, just relaxing? Or are you going to do something to make a difference? Are you going to talk to somebody? What are you doing? You want to go where? Well, go. You want to go to London? Go. You want to go to the beach? Go. Just do it. Taste life. Get out there and experience it. And look at all the good that's there. And that's what we lose sight of. It's so easy to get dragged down into the dark of the muck and the mire of all of the negative that can surround you. And there can be times in your life when it feels like everything's falling apart. Everything is wrong. And those are the moments when you're at your darkest. And those are the moments when you have to be daring enough. And this is something I've learned, and not something I was always good at, to actually let other people help. To cultivate your friendships and find company in those friendships, in those cultures. Let them fulfill you. From those experiences in life, we learn, we grow, we pursue love. We learn valuable lessons about ourselves, about our world around us, about other people. We need to pursue what we love. Take an inventory of your priorities. What are you passionate about? What makes you feel alive? Where does your talent thrive? Not everyone values the same thing or thinks the same way, and that's okay. The number one way to live life free of regret is to pursue the interests that you identify with. I love getting to bring voices to IPM Nation. That's That's one of my big things that I do around IPM Nation is I go out there and try and find talent. People who have a voice, and all they need is a platform. And we've worked with people who had a voice and never had a show, and helped them build a show to great heights. And their voice has made a difference around the globe. And they have been there to tell other people that they're not alone. They're not alone. Nobody is alone. If you can think it, if you can feel it, there's somebody out there that's got it just like you. And your time is precious. And it's so common to struggle with feelings of fertility when you don't make an immediate progress. But we can't choose the outcome of our actions, but we can choose every day to keep pursuing. You know, I think it was Edison that said he found, 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Sometimes it takes failures to get to the success. And just because you have a failure isn't the end of the world. Okay, you're human. You made a mistake. You made a failure. Learn from it. Grow from it. What can you do with it now? And that is a recognition that is an amazing one to take upon yourself. And you got to be able to take the hard look at yourself and say, you know what? I screwed up there. I could have handled that situation better. You got to be willing to own up too. You got to be willing to say, I'm sorry. You got to be willing to go back and try and talk to anybody that you may have wronged and make it right. Don't let it sit there on the table. It's one of the worst things we do to each other. And most oftentimes we do it to people that we love. How many people love each other, get into an argument, and somebody leaves, slams the door, goes off, takes off, whatever. Is that really what you want in that moment? And if something happened, that is the moment you're left with. Whether you're the one that died or the one that lived. That's what you're left with. So just make a promise to yourself. Don't leave in anger. Don't ever allow yourself to leave in anger. Even if it means you need to sit and be left alone. And, you know, Brian Brody talks about taking a, you know, like a 20-second victory. You know, where am I right now? What's important to me right now? What's in front of me right now? What am I doing right now? What's important? Taking that moment, those 20 seconds, to just think about yourself, where you are, what's going on, what do you see around you? Take it all in. You know, what's around, what's going on in the environment around you? Who are you around? And then assess it. All right, I got my information. Now what am I going to do with it? Brian talks about that all the time, and he's right. He's right. People talk about living a life without regret, but then they don't, they continue to regret, and they get hung up on things instead of moving forward. Every single day, every single moment is a new moment you didn't have. Right now, you just had a new moment. It doesn't matter how small it is. It doesn't matter what you need to do to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. You can do things, write a blog. It's cathartic. And it's a way of sharing that I wrote a blog for 3 years straight. And it was cathartic for me. But what really humbled me were the people that would say, thank you. I don't feel alone anymore. I feel that too. But I got the same thing from them. I wasn't alone anymore. There were people like me. And we can give each other that. It's an easy gift. It's easy. You know, do something you want to do. You want to exercise more? All right. Do some push-ups. Set an alarm. Do 5 push-ups and set a goal that you're going to hit 10 maybe in a month or something like that. Whatever it is. No matter how small, no matter how big. Doesn't matter. You want to sing? Sing. Sing in your car, sing in your shower, sing in your bedroom, sing outside. Who cares? Enjoy your life. And understand that we're all going to make mistakes, and that's cool. It's all right. It's human. You stumble, you fall, you get up. You go on. You gain more confidence. Don't let it knock you down and take away your confidence. Let it build it up. Okay, I failed. Fine. What did I do wrong and how can I do it better? That's an easy one. And then be willing to look at yourself and say, yeah, I could do this better. You know, it's a great way of learning. And you can learn from other people around you. You know, my partner in life that I love dearly has taught me a way of being able to pull back from my own emotion and be able to take that time to stop and to think and to not instantly react. I kind of nicknamed it Mattisms, practicing Mattisms, because I'm practicing a Mattism if I'm not responding, if I'm taking that moment. And it's giving me more self-awareness and more time to discover what challenges I may have or what I might have in that full picture that Brian talks about, taking it all in and really assessing it and really backing off and seeing, am I seeing more than what there is? Or am I seeing this right? Or am I seeing this wrong? And being open to another person's perspective. We have become such an electronic society that we have these conversations in text messages, in messenger Facebook messages, in LinkedIn messages, and you name it, social media has taken on communication. And with that, we've lost humanity in a lot of ways. How many times have you read something and you instantly had an emotional reaction? It made you angry. It made you sad. But what if that wasn't what the writer meant? How do you know? They're words on a page that you perceive. And you perceive them the way that you want to. Or the way that you believe them to be. You don't necessarily perceive them the way that the person meant it to be. Pick up the phone, people. Go knock on a door. Talk to each other. Spend time with each other. Have that communication. Get back to that human connection that we have lost. And if we can get that back, maybe we can stop labeling each other and we can take care of ourselves and each other better. If you can't take care of yourself, you can't be much use to anybody else. You really can't. You know, it's difficult and it's painful to look at yourself. But our experience shape our character. They can weigh us down. And they can be a frustration and a burden. And they can prevent us from moving forward. And much of our progress in life relies on willpower and a healthy emotional state. There's a strong connection between your physical and your mental health well-being. And that's why there is a reason it's so important to address mental health first. And it's best to rest, recover, and slowly build back up your strength. All too often when we're suffering, we focus on physical remedies and we ignore our emotional health. Or there's stigmas associated or obstacles that are in our way and we forget what we're striving for and why it's important to us. It's okay to go to family and friends and say, I need help. It's okay to find a friendly ear and share your frustration. You know, have that friend that's willing to listen to you when you need to vent, and you're willing to listen to them when they need to vent. And don't be afraid to take time for yourself to recuperate. Life is all about experiences, and we all have dreams and strive and fail. And then we can achieve success and fail again and achieve some more. This is life. This is the discovery, the journey, the destination, the amazement of being alive at this moment. This moment that you have is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Use it for all that it is worth. I have seen so many people use every ounce of their life to make better for everybody else. And I have seen others waste their life. And that's what people like Dr. Uzma Yunus, people like Prince EA, and others out there, people like David Kirby from the Huffington Post, are talking about. And that is what we need to get back to. And I think we should dive into that maybe a little bit more, or maybe we'll joke around. Who knows? Stay tuned. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back for the last segment of Liberty Walk for this live first edition at 9 p.m. on IPM Nation Channel 2. Living paycheck to paycheck is hard. I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy. Contact David O'Hare at ambitrabbit@gmail.com. That's ambitrabbit@gmail.com. Start saving today.
Hi, everyone. This is Sean from the Awakening Liberty Show. Are you and your family prepared for an emergency? Have you ever thought about investing in food and water storage? Well, if you have, I urge you to check out my one-stop prepper shop. AwakeningLibertyStore.com carries the full line of Legacy Premium, non-GMO, made-in-USA emergency food storage and survival gear. Folks, I've tried them all, and Legacy Premium is the best I've found. Boasting the lowest cost per pound, the lowest cost per calorie, and the largest serving size in the industry, Legacy Premium is simply the best. Not to mention it was voted best tasting in blind taste tests, and I personally concur. Shop AwakeningLibertyStore.com and use coupon code PATRIOT for a special listener discount or call me personally at 775-276-4046. Once again, AwakeningLibertyStore.com.
Are you tired of being called cold-hearted because you love liberty? Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism by Dr. Mary Ruart shows how freedom enriches the poor, protects the environment, deters crime, and diffuses terrorism. With a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul and over 1,300 examples of how liberty works in the real world, Healing Our World makes a great gift for your liberal, Christian, New Age, and green friends. Order today at ipmnation.com/books. Volume discounts are available, so order Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism by Dr. Mary Ruart today at ipmnation.com/books. As a leader in the mortgage industry, The Mortgage Specialist proudly offers some of the lowest rates available. When you work with an expert from The Mortgage Specialist, you can rest assured knowing that you are working with someone who truly cares about you. Are you unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving The Mortgage Specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact The Mortgage Specialist today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123. TheMortgageSpecialists.com.
IPMNation.com.
And welcome back to Liberty Walk. I'm your host, Jen Coffey. Our call-in line is 617-917-4IPM, 617-917-4476. I am coming to you live from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire, and proudly sponsored by The Mortgage Specialist and Ambit Rabbit Energy. And I want to close out tonight with a hero story, because I love hero stories, okay? The power of humanity is just so amazing. And I just love reading hero stories. They're just, you know, they mean a lot. And out in Florida, in Northport, Florida, there was a little boy. And he has autism, and he had sent out a bunch of invitations to invite kids to his home for a birthday party. And sadly, no one showed up. His mom believes that other children find his autism off-putting, that they don't know what to make of it. And she told the Sarasota Herald Tribune they back away, and he ends up being by himself. The boy's mom and his father, also called Daniel, was determined that their son wouldn't be left alone for a third year in a row. So when they didn't receive any RSVPs for this year's bash, they invited the Northport Police Department, who Daniel had often described as superheroes. The family was stunned when a group of officers showed up at the party at McKibney Park on Sunday to help celebrate their young son turn 8. The cops even brought him gifts, took group pictures of him, and the smile on this child's face is literally from ear to ear. And there's all these officers around him. And they said that they could get used to a happy story right about now, and that this was really great, and they loved being able to be there for Daniel's 8th birthday. No one called to say they were coming to his birthday party, you know, and his mom and his father were kind of heartbroken, and then this happens, and he absolutely adores the police. Like I said, you know, he refers to them as his superheroes. He's autistic, so making friends is so hard for him. And, you know, 2 years in a row when no one's showing up really killed his parents, and they felt terrible, and he would cry, and it was awful. And these officers out there totally made this kid's day. They made it an extra special day because they were his favorite superheroes that came to celebrate his birthday with him at McKibney Park. How amazing is that? How cool is that? Just a few minutes out of their day, and the impact they had on that kid is going to affect him for the rest of his life. You can do that too. It's not hard. A simple thing can impact somebody and change their life just by being nice. Just, I don't know, help them. You see somebody struggling with something, offer to help. Don't just jump in there or something like that. I mean, I'm not saying be foolish. You know, just, you know, could I help you carry those bags? You look like you could use a hand. Do you need a hand? Or, you know, offer, you know, you see something, do something. Be a doer. Stop talking about it and do something is what I am telling all of you. Because there are so many other people out there that are. And all they're lacking is more backup. More you. And that is what we need to have. Well, stay tuned to IPM Nation Channel 2. Coming up next at 10 p.m. is That Atheist Show. And at 11 p.m. we will have Matt Carnation Unleashed on Channel 2, as well as simulcast on OTRFM, the premium channel. So definitely stay tuned for those two shows that will be coming up in just a couple of minutes here. And on the Matt Carnation Unleashed show, of course, the call-in line will always be open there as well, the 617-9174-IPM line. As again, a big shout out to our sponsors and advertisers who support our station and make it possible for us to provide you with 4 stations, 3 radio and 1 TV station, and growing by the day. So stay tuned, stay with us, more to come on IPM Nation right after this, The Atheist Show, and then Matt Carnation Unleashed. And thank you for joining me for Liberty Walk.
IPMNation.com.